USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signed an executive order on Tuesday aimed at reducing fatal encounters between police and minorities after the nationwide outcry and violent protests over police brutality in the deaths of George Floyd and others. President Trump still planning to hold a rally in Oklahoma this weekend. This as there's concerns that there could be a second wave of coronavirus hitting the United States. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is confident about the coronavirus situation in the United States.
Our position is that we're monitoring it. We can't predict the future, but we think we're at a place where we have this under control and we'll keep it under control.
McEnany speaking there on Fox News, and the NFL's top stars will play in the newest stadium in the league. The NFL announcing on Tuesday that Las Vegas will host the 2021 Pro Bowl on January 31st. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Reaction continuing to come in after a Supreme Court ruling on Monday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The lead plaintiff rejoicing after the Supreme Court's historic LGBTQ decision yesterday, when it ruled that federal law does prohibit workplace discrimination against gay, lesbian, and transgender persons. In other words, workers cannot be fired over their sexual orientation and gender identity. On NBC's Today Show today, Gerald Bostock said he was, quote, filled with joy and gratitude at the ruling, thanking the Supreme Court justices for, in his words, making the right decision.
80% of Americans say they're now concerned about a second wave of coronavirus. That's according to a new Axios Ipsos poll. 11% say they're not very concerned, and 6% say they are not concerned at all. The poll was conducted June 12th through 15th. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
The United States death toll from COVID-19 in nursing homes and other long-term care facilities has topped 50,000, marking a grim milestone in a pandemic that is taking a heavy toll on the oldest and most vulnerable people. Republican Congressman from Louisiana Steve Scalise tells Fox News guidelines were not followed and folks need to be held accountable.
CMS issued guidelines to every state. States run nursing homes, and we saw most states followed those guidelines the right way. But there were a few states where they went their own direction. In fact, they required that that if somebody was COVID positive, that they had to be sent back to the nursing home, and expressly prohibited the nursing home from even checking to see if they were COVID positive. And in those states, we saw deadly results. And I'm talking about thousands of people that died in nursing homes in those states that should have never died. If the states would have followed the guidelines, meaning if you've got somebody COVID positive, you don't send them back to a nursing home if the nursing home can't properly isolate and take care of them. And yet that's the mandate that these governors gave in violation of federal guidelines. I've asked that we bring those governors in and ask them to explain why they violated the guidelines and gave these mandates that ended up killing thousands of seniors in each of their states.
Scalise sending oversight letters and hoping this can be looked into to the governors of New York, Michigan, and New Jersey. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.